This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Mobile internet is transforming opportunities for people all around the world. This can be measured not just in terms of increased consumer choices and convenience, but by a robust assessment of the economic value that the technology brings to economies, boosting GDP, creating jobs and driving social investment. Recently, Google worked with Oxford Economics on a report looking at the impact of mobile internet on the economy of Southeast Asia. And here with me today is Henry Worthington. He's the Associate Director for Oxford Economics and also the author for the report. Henry, let's talk first about the overall summary of the report. What's the impact of mobile internet to the Southeast Asian economy?
Thanks very much, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that our findings suggest that the impact of mobile internet has been hugely significant. So when we look at it historically, so say the 5 years between 2010 and 2015, we estimate the increased usage of mobile internet, so sort of as measured by increased broadband subscription, mobile broadband subscriptions, added over $47 billion US dollars to Southeast Asian GDP. So that's almost 2% of total GDP in 2015. So a very, very substantial increase.
Is this a surprise?
I guess when you set off on this type of research, which is kind of relatively path-breaking, it's difficult to have fully formed expectations. I think we were aware that mobile had the ability to be fairly transformative from an economic perspective. But I guess the kind of numbers are relatively high. And kind of beyond that, really, that, you know, our findings that sort of mobile internet can help increase participation in the labour market. We also estimate that the kind of that same level of uptake over that 5 year period supported over 900,000 extra jobs in the region as well.
What's the methodology of the report? I mean, how was this conducted?
Yes, the study really is underpinned by sort of a very rigorous econometric exercise. So what we're doing is we took a kind of big global panel of countries and identified a significant and a causal relationship between mobile internet penetration. So that's the number of mobile broadband subscriptions per capita in a country. And some of what we would describe as the key enablers of economic growth. So the latter include labour productivity. So that's how much output per worker each worker produces, and the participation rate, which is the proportion of the working age population who actively seek employment. So kind of the extra, you know, increased participation in the labour market and higher labour productivity are two kind of key drivers of long-term growth. And we then apply these kind of relationships that we've identified at a high level to the observed and then subsequently predicted forecast growth in mobile internet penetration. And it's that application which is how we generate our economic impact estimates for each economy in Southeast Asia, and which added up to the $47 billion figure that I just mentioned.
And how many countries here are we looking at on this report?
Well, so the report itself is focused on Southeast Asia, on the 10 countries in ASEAN. The actual research which underpinned it used a much wider sample set of countries. So in such econometric testing, it's better to have sort of larger data sets to work with. So that's why we took a kind of much more global sample, but applied the kind of average relationships that we found to our countries in Southeast Asia.
Was this the first of its kind in a way with the partnership with Google as well?
Certain similar things have been done before. I'm not aware of anything particularly in the region that has looked at this. I think certainly the relationship between labour productivity and mobile internet has been something which has been looked at before. But I think this, the kind of latter effect, the participation the relationship with the, what we would call the participation rate and the feedback to the labour market is something which is much, much newer in the literature.
So how does, you know, the mobile internet actually impact on the country's GDP and also the employment and potential social benefits? Like, how is this even possible?
Sure. So, I mean, I guess kind of the previous answer I gave you, it was very mechanical and technical. I mean, trying to kind of boil this down to how it would work in practice, I guess you can think of mobile internet as a very multifaceted driver of change. So, you know, it's really transformative from both an economic and a social perspective. So, for example, it enables businesses to reach much wider customer bases and therefore exploit economies of scale. And that's something that was borne out in case studies that we looked at. It facilitates the spread of ideas and knowledge, thus enhancing innovation. It helps workers improve their skills via distance learning and thereby helping them become more productive. Specifically in the labour market, I mean, mobile internet helps people to identify jobs which they are more suited to in terms of their skill set. So that's what we would say is improving labour market matching. It offers greater flexibility for people to work on the move or to work remotely, boosting the potential for part-time working. And so what we're saying is really there are a huge number of channels that you can identify theoretically through which mobile internet would boost GDP, employment, and all that extra economic activity, you know, should naturally translate into higher wages, higher profits, and therefore higher revenues for the government. Now, ultimately, how the public sector chooses to use those additional funds is uncertain. But there is the potential there also for that revenue to support investments in areas like health, education, transport. And those, of course, will yield tangible social benefits in addition to the kind of extra GDP and employment.
Now, although the report only covers Southeast Asia, from your understanding, based on the West, you know, how has that impacted? Has that mobile internet sort of really had that impact that we're also going to see what's going to happen here in Southeast Asia based on the report as well?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the report only provides quantitative figures for Southeast Asia. I mean, I think what we've seen and what you can see, certainly from a looking at mobile internet penetration in other regions, there's been a surge globally, essentially. So Southeast Asia is not unique in terms of having seen a real kind of boom in mobile internet technology. That's been happening in lots of places around the world, and therefore we would expect that, you know, the kind of benefits to have spread to other, you know, to be visible in other regions as well. Yeah,
I'm speaking to Henry Worthington. He's the associate director for Oxford Economics, and we're going through the impact of the mobile internet on the Economic of Southeast Asia report. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Henry Worthington. He's the Associate Director for Oxford Economics, and we're talking about the recent report on the impact of mobile internet on the economy of Southeast Asia. So let's talk about Malaysia, Henry, and its impact that it had on us in terms of the mobile internet. What's the growth like for the economy at the moment and also on the mobile internet industry?
I mean, the Malaysian economy rebounded very strongly, in the 2010 to 2015 period following its recession during the global financial crisis. And our analysis shows that mobile internet has played a key enabling role in that strong growth performance. So taking again that 2010 to 2015 period, we estimate that mobile internet added around $7.1 billion. To Malaysian GDP. So to put that in context, that translates to just over 10% of the total increase in GDP that was observed during this period. In terms of the labour market, we estimate that the kind of increased uptake of mobile internet has helped support the creation of an additional 71,000 jobs. So that's over 3% of total employment growth during those five years.
Any case studies or real world examples that you can share on how this has sort of benefited or, you know, created new jobs?
Yeah. So, I mean, as part of the research, you know, we conducted a number of case studies to try and kind of, enliven the analysis. Our case study in Malaysia was of a company called The Battery Shop. So the Battery Shop was launched in November 2014, and it sells, its business is to sell car batteries and to provide installation services to stranded drivers as problems arise on the road. And certainly our kind of, the testimony of the owner of the Battery Shop was that mobile internet has been critical to the rapid rise and the growth that's been enjoyed by the company, particularly in terms of enabling it to widen its customer base. So, consistent with one of the channels that I identified earlier. So, for example, more than half of the business's customers access the website directly from mobile. I guess essentially it's the medium that they naturally reach for at a time of need. So as problems arise on the road, people reach for their mobile phone and Google search or search for a solution, and the Battery Shop is high up on those solutions. And also the kind of click-to-call function, which is embedded in their website, it enables users to call directly without additional navigation. And they feel that's proved to be particularly effective at drawing in new business and therefore helping the company to grow.
Looking at it from the overall point of view, based on, the current adoption rate that we have, that it's, exponential, and the, infrastructure that we have, especially in the emerging countries where, they're leapfrogging, they're bypassing all the legacy systems, they're just moving all straight into mobile. What's going right at the moment, and, what's not so right at the moment? Because we know the potential that it has here, and we're still, over the number of years, we're still talking about, it has this potential, it has that potential. Are we on the right track at the moment, or are we still far away from, realizing this dream?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at specifically at the case of Malaysia, I mean, certainly growth of mobile internet penetration has been pretty strong by the standards of Southeast Asia, and that has translated into, I guess, kind of disproportionate gains or higher than average gains historically. So penetration, we estimate by 2015 rose to around 60%, which is around 20 percentage points higher than the regional average, as a way of contextualizing that. I think in terms of, the policy environment, I mean, there are certain high level, I guess, do's and don'ts that you can identify. So one thing to kind of making sure that kind of growth continues to be strong and that you don't reach a saturation point is that the infrastructure which critically underpins mobile internet continues to widen and be developed. So sort of the availability of 3G and 4G networks and wireless to people, particularly in, say, more remote areas, kind of that investment, which is often kind of supported by the public sector due to the nature of telecommunication. It's important to kind of have, continued high levels of investment in telecoms infrastructure. I think from a regulatory perspective, just ensuring that, the right balance is met between, I guess, on the one hand, having a set of regulations which are kind of meeting some of the wider social goals, but without kind of stymieing private sector activity. And I guess kind of, and this is probably a third point, which is slightly less relevant to Malaysia as a slightly higher income society. But often, the way to kind of drive critical mass in these markets is to ensure affordability, and so the kind of the availability of, I guess, kind of slightly lower end smartphone sets, which are still smartphones but a more affordable price for the general population, is also key to widening access.
What's the conclusion here, Henry, based on the report?
So in terms of policy or in terms of the bottom line, in terms of numbers?
In terms of the bottom line, yeah.
I suppose, really the evidence from our report is fairly unambiguous that mobile internet has the potential to drive very strong GDP and employment growth, as a result, sustain government revenues, and those can be used to fund vital investments in social infrastructure. So at a time when many governments around the region, around the world, are faced with growing concerns about how to generate growth ensure fiscal solvency, etc., embracing mobile internet, ensuring that the policy environment is conducive to increased uptake would seem like, you know, the smart choice. In terms of our forecast, we see that over the next 5 years, given our baseline for where the region's going in terms of internet penetration, we think that mobile internet can add an extra over $58 billion to Southeast Asian GDP by 2020 and create an extra 1 million jobs across the region. Malaysia is a slightly or a relatively kind of mature market, is expected to grow at a slightly slower rate, but still sufficient to generate an additional $5.5 billion in GDP and over 40,000 jobs during that period. And of course, if Malaysia is able to kind of surprise on the upside in terms of its growth in penetration, then the gains would be even bigger.
And looking ahead, Henry, where do you see the region is heading towards, and can this growth be sustained?
Yeah, I think certainly there is the potential there for growth to be sustained. The region has come a long way, but if you looked at it in terms of average penetration on a population-weighted basis in the 10 countries, it's still actually lower, slightly lower than the global average. So it's certainly by no means in most countries in Southeast Asia would you say that mobile internet has reached a saturation point, and therefore we believe there's kind of very strong potential for growth going forward.
I've been speaking to Henry Worthington. He's the Associate Director for Oxford Economics, and we were talking about the recent Oxford Economics report on the impact of mobile internet on the economy of Southeast Asia. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.